Hi, everybody. It is officially March 2019. My God, I had not realized I haven't changed my calendar yet. I got to do that. It's March now. Guys, my name is Deanie. I'm the host of the Deanie Truths podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Hopefully, you guys have been enjoying your morning, your afternoon, your evening, whenever you're listening. This is a Friday, so for some of you, you might be enjoying yourselves, knowing that a weekend is coming around. But if you listen to a previous episode I did where I talked about, you know, Mondays and Fridays being just normal days, got to treat it as such. That's what I always felt. Guys, I'm done with all my strengths. I'm done with all my flaws. I'm done talking about all the things about myself. So now it's time for me to just be me. It's time for me to just say what's on my mind at this point. And I had a lot to think about this for throughout the day. And, you know, this one was a really big one. And this is a part of a challenge that I would like to try everybody to try. And this is very, very specific. I know this one might be very tough for some people because considering it's a very, very big change, the status quo is a very, very huge thing in our lives. It's kind of like the rules that we live by in today's day and age. We always are living by a set of rules, and those rules have been implemented for many years, and usually about every generation or so, every 10 years, around mid-decade is when things start changing. Like 2005, social media started coming around. 2015, you were starting to see a bunch of people coming out and doing, and you know, changing gender norms, and everything was changing. And now minorities were all of a sudden now starting to get more traction. They were finally being authenticity is really what strived. People were becoming more authentic because social media in the past generation was able to make people see that. And now people are being more authentic because of it. They changed the status quo multiple times. I don't know what it was like in 95 because I was only 5 years old when it happened. I don't really know much about the 90s all that much in the beginning. I don't know how it changed. I mean, I would have to look it up, but it's not the point. The point is, by the time 2025 rolls around, something's going to change, and it's going to be another thing that changes the status quo for all of us. And the reason why I bring this up is because I am somebody that always would like to change their viewpoints every 5 to 10 years. That's because I don't want to be caught with the same values and doing tradition because of it. You know, we don't, for as much as we've been Americans, as long as we've been around in this country for, I mean, the country has completely changed from when it originally started. I mean, we've changed a lot. But that's because we've always challenged the status quo. We've always challenged to be better people. And that's what change and challenge is. It's to make yourself better. It's to make yourself evolve. It's to make you be a better person than what you already are. And I will tell you why I think this is so important. Because, and I think this is why I would like everybody to challenge themselves with this. I really think that if you stick with the same things that you've been doing for the past 5 years or so, people are going to think that you're just the same. You're going to go around and you're going to be thinking, oh, okay, this is everything that I've been doing. And, you know, people don't really think much of me like how they used to, because I've been doing the same shtick for 5 years. You know, people, you know, the relevancy when it comes to, you know, people. I mean, if those are the type of your friends, then, I mean, there's something to be said about that. I mean, first of all, your friends are assholes, and either that or they might be right. They might be trying to do things with their lives, trying to change their stuff, and you're not changing with them. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we all just stuck the same way for the rest of our lives? Well, then we would never grow. We would never become better people. And that's what I started doing. When I started doing this podcast, I knew that I had to make a change. That was the reason why I started it. One of the reasons, at least. And I was very, very adamant that I needed to make changes. And the best way that I knew how to do that was to talk. I was not very comfortable talking. I was very emotional about it, you know, hiding everything. And I talked about this in one of the flaws episodes where I say I hide my emotions. That resonated with a few people, actually. You know, the honesty is something that people got attracted to when it came to me, whether it was what's the word? Whether it's because that it was intellectual attraction, or if it was just like, oh my God, this guy's actually saying things and not afraid to say them. So I had to change the status quo about myself, because it was like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to reveal what my true nature is. I'm not going to tell people what I'm really thinking, how I'm really feeling. And I suffered because of it. And I got tired of suffering. I got tired of it. And then eventually what I started doing is I started doing this. I started being more open. It took me a lot of guts to actually do it. It got me emotional a lot of times. But I started noticing that when I made these changes, when I challenged my own status quo, I saw improvements. And I saw that my friends, how much they really cared and how much emotion that I got from, you know, doing all this. And I realized just, you know how great that they are, that they're not just being, like, oh, friendly. No, they're being like actual friends that want to help. And it's because, like, I care. I guess I've always been a caring person. I've always been there for my friends. I've always tried to care and love for them. And that resonated. And I definitely think it resonated, because they would always have like positive things to say, like, oh my God, you're so sweet. And I'm very appreciative of that. So, I mean, they want to return the favor for all the things that I try to do for them. When I really needed it, they were there. And I gotten closer to them because of it. And they said, wow, like, you are open. And the point is, the challenging my status quo really did it. It really made some improvements. And one of the reasons why I was so afraid of challenging my own status quo at that point was because it was scary. It's a scary thing when you're trying to change. It's scary as hell. We go through our lives being protected by our own egos. Our egos are there to protect us from things that are uncomfortable. That's what the ego is there for. It's to protect the body. It's to protect the mind. But what we're supposed to do is to break through that ego and say, no, we're going to do this. We're going to make improvements in ourselves. It's a test. The body and the brain are challenging us every single time. And when we sit back and we let the ego take over, then of course that's what leads to us becoming not necessarily bad people, but it doesn't really make us feel good to be around. Because you're still doing the same things constantly, especially when your friends are trying to tell you, hey, listen, what you're doing is completely messed up, or, you know, this person that you're with is not really helping you, or you're being stuck with your family is not helping you, or these friends are not helping you. And of course, they'll not want to hear it because they're comfortable. They don't want to change. They're comfortable because it's always been like this for most of their lives. And to try to change that, to try to challenge the status quo of your life, is difficult, because it's scary knowing that, okay, I got to do these changes, and where do we go from here? Like, what does the future hold? It's like breaking out of a biodome. You're in this little biodome and it's comfortable, it's relaxing, it nourishes you, it feeds you. You don't have to do anything. It does all the things necessary for you. But the biodome is making you feel isolated. You're feeling you can't really do anything outside of this biodome because you're stuck in it. Everyone else is having fun and everyone's doing good things and everybody's challenging. Everybody's doing all this, but you're stuck. And this biodome is trying to prevent you from leaving. And then you're afraid, well, what happens when I enter the exit the biodome and I have to do everything myself? Like, what do I do after that? Like, is anybody going to help me? It's scary. It's scary to think about what's going to happen in the future. It's scary about what the type of paths that we have to take. It's scary when all of that comes into your head. Because watch, that's why the ego's there, to protect you from fear. Because it's a negative emotion. The brain is trying to protect you from negative emotions. That's why it always keeps you into that very comfortable position, because it's a very tough thing. It's a very mental toughness type of thing, and where most of us aren't prepared for that. So it's a challenge, and I challenge you all, whatever you're going through with your own lives, and then this is not advice. I didn't admit this may not work for you. So I don't like to give advice for this, but this is a challenge. That's why I'm framing this as a challenge. And if this works, you should try it. Try doing this. Try challenging your own ideals. Try challenging your own values. Try challenging your own status quo. See if there's anything that you can do to be more progressive. See if there's any way or any things you can do to better yourself. Just try it. Challenge yourself, try it, and see what happens. Because when I did it, I felt a lot better. I felt so much better than what I was 2 months ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, when I was a kid. I feel more complete now than I did all those years ago, and the results are showing. I'm at my lowest body fat in the last 5 years. I just checked that today. I'm at my lowest body fat since 5 years ago. And this is when I was starting to gain weight. This is when the whole weight gaining started and I was feeling miserable because of it. But I made that decision to challenge and change everything that I was doing because it was hurting me. And I realized it was. And a lot of times we do know that something is hurting us and we don't change it because we're scared to. We always want somebody to be there with us to help us get through it, but only we can do it. Only we can change ourselves. And if we don't, then you're going to be stuck for the rest of your life. And do you want that? I don't think most of you would want that ever. I wouldn't want that for myself, which is why I started this weight loss journey, this self-love journey, this podcast journey. This is all for me getting better, but at the same time, I'm sharing these experiences and I'm challenging you guys. And whether you accept it or not, and whether this works or not, at least you tried. At least you tried. And if you tried once and it didn't work, try again. Don't do it after just one time. Try it a second time. See if there's anything that happened that you could change. It's always, people want to challenge themselves all the time. But when you say challenge, like, what do you mean? Do you want something easy or do you really want to challenge yourself? Do you really want to do challenges that are really going to be making improvements for you? So that's why I'm going to be focusing now on trying to do challenges that are going to be really, that could be beneficial for you. They could not be. I'm not saying that this is, like I said, I'm not doing this self-help guru thing. That's not me. But I love to challenge people. That's what I like to do. I'm challenging Cindy Liming to stuff, or the host of Your Daily Dose of Awesome. Her and I are Facebook friends. I challenged her to make spinach balls. I challenged her to make some type of chicken dish. You know, something that would be simple for her with her schedule, because her schedule is all over the place. There's something she can't do because of time and it's beyond her control, which is understandable. So I gave her a challenge and this one was pretty simple. This was based around her schedule and that she had time to do this. I told her to write down her own strengths and flaws. And when she comes on the show in a few weeks, she's going to come on, she's going to tell everybody about it, and then we're going to talk about it. But it's something new. She wants to be challenged. She wants to do it, but she wants other people to do it for her. So that's why I've made the challenge, but at the same time, I do want to talk to her about it. I don't know if she's listening right now, but if she is, she'll know what I'm going to be trying to say. So guys, anybody out there, and this is something that I really want people to understand. When I did this, when I did these three journeys, I've been seeing the results of it for these past 2 months, and I'm feeling a lot better, a lot better. And I realized that the reason why I wanted to do this was because I did want to change. I did want to challenge myself. I wanted to change my own status quo. I wanted to change the status quo around me. It was too comfortable. It was too much. The comfortability was too much. I needed to change things. I can't be the same guy at 25 than I was at 28. I can't be the same guy from when I was 18 when I'm 28. I can't be the same guy when I turn 29. I can't be the same guy than when I was yesterday. That's why I'm always trying to evolve from the previous day. I'm trying to learn, I'm trying to grow, but I'm also appreciating and loving the people that are in my life. Like, that's what I'm aiming for. But it's all a matter of, I want to do this so that I can bring magic to people's lives. And I don't want to do it in a self-help guru way. I don't want to do it through advice. I want to be certain that when I bring magic to their lives, that they're never going to need me again. Like, that would be the whole purpose. The whole purpose is to not be a blind follower. I do not want blind followers. I do not want to be a cult type leader. I want to say, okay, try these out and see if they work. If they don't, then what I'm telling you is not for you. But if you do, then you'll eventually be able to not, you'll be able to be in control of your own self, which is what doing the status quo is all about. Being in control of yourself, challenging yourself, making sure that you're speaking through your own mind and not somebody else, not even the better version of yourself. I talked to the better version of myself numerous times, and I realized after a while that I didn't need to hear that side of me anymore, because I ended up evolving and became the better version of myself. I became Deanie. I was no longer Joe anymore. I was Deanie. I finally was able to say it confidently, bravely, and with love. I was able to finally take control of my own head and say, I am Deanie. I am getting better. I am going to do better. I am going to change every so often. I'm not going to be the same guy that I was years ago. I'm not going to be the same guy as yesterday. I am going to be better. And I'm going to make people understand that the more we live, the more we evolve, the better we become. And even when I'm getting old enough to the point where I'm about to die, my last breath, my last day on earth will be the best version of me. That will be the best part of me. Compared to all the other days, all the other weeks, months, or years, that is going to be the best version of Deanie, is when I die. Because I will have accomplished all the things I would want to accomplish. I will have done the things that I've wanted to do. I would have made and done so many things. I would have met the right people. I would have made the cool friends. I would have fallen in love. Maybe have kids. I will have accomplished all the stuff that I want to do. And I'll leave this world with a smile on my face, knowing that everything that I did the good way. It's not the end result that matters, it's how you get there. And my journey is going to be one of beauty, of good, of love, and that's it. It's not going to be with any negativity, it's not going to be with hate or malice or war. It's going to be love, compassion, and joy. And that's what I want to spread. And I hope that I can try to help as many people as I can without having to ask them to pay me for anything. I'm not going to ever take a penny out of anybody's pocket. The only time people will give me money is if they want to. They can donate if they want to, but they would have to be small dollar donations. I don't want to take like big donations. But that's me. That's Deanie. I'm starting to make that my catchphrase now. That's usually how I end the show. But that's me. That's Deanie. So guys, challenge yourselves. Challenge your own status quo. See how it goes. I'd love to hear what you guys think. And I'll put this up on Instagram in little clips just in case people didn't want to get like some of the highlights of it so that people can understand. And I'll try to do it on YouTube as well so that people can get an understanding of what I'm all about as well. All right, people, that's going to be it for me. Hopefully you guys all listened to the show and hopefully you guys enjoyed it. For those of you listening on all the podcasting platforms, I got other ones that I'm on. So all the links to all of them are in the description box. All my social media pages are in the description box as well. So you can definitely check those out if you so desire. Guys, I'll be back tomorrow. And I don't know what the episode is going to be on, but I have some ideas in my head. I do Deanie quotes on my Instagram and my Twitter. So I'm definitely going to be taking some inspiration from them and be talking about them for episodes. So this was one of them. This is about me challenging myself in the status quo. So I hope you will continue to listen and be able to get some things from it. All right, guys. Until I see you tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day, afternoon, your evening, your morning. I will see you all tomorrow. Arrivederci, everybody. Enjoy yourselves.